Hello, everyone. It's time for the latest edition of the European Show. We have reached March, which means it's business time. For many sides, this is the point that moves the needle between an encouraging season and a very disappointing one. We're going to see what the sudden rush of Clásicos have done to the state of play in Spain with Ewan McTeer. We're going to look at the rise of Italy as a European force with Conor Clancy. And we're going to go through some Parisian deja vu with Jonathan Johnson. But first, I've got Kevin Hatchard here to talk Bundesliga. Now, Kevin, the Bundesliga was already at the top of my agenda, was already going to open this show because of the fantastic title race we've had. And then on Friday, it got a little bit more interesting when Bayern Munich decided that they were not only going to sack Julian Nagelsmann, but they were going to bring in Thomas Tuchel to replace him. I think it caught a lot of people off guard. But when you look into the recent history of Bayern Munich, not just with some of their management decisions, but how the season has been going, could you see some signs where there was a little bit of unhappiness and where they could have made this decision?
Well, the first thing is, I think it's a mistake in the sense that that's not against Thomas Tuchel, who I'm a massive fan of. And I think you could well have a situation where Bayern win the league, they win the DFB Pokal, and they win the Champions League under Tuchel. And people say, well, why would you say that was a mistake? I just think we're never going to know now what that Bayern team could have looked like in the long term under Nagelsmann. I think they played some breathtaking football at times. If you look at the underlying numbers, they've got the best attack, the best defense in the Bundesliga. The XG totals will tell you they're way out in front. So I think there's a good chance they would have won the league. I think he was building something. But at Bayern, you're never 100% on solid ground. And, you know, there's a lot of competing thoughts and agendas. And he is a guy that is quite happy to speak out and speak his mind and make big decisions. And in the end, they've all caught up with him. I think it's two things here. I think the first thing is that there was some dissatisfaction about the performances, and they were awful in the last game away at Bayer Leverkusen. There's no question about that. And mixed with the fact that Thomas Tuchel might not have been available anymore in the fullness of time. And they've wanted Tuchel for a long time, wanted him before he made the move to Paris. And he got fed up of waiting and made that move. And they didn't want to miss out on him a second time. And so they've decided to make that judgment now instead of waiting until the end of the season.